Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Chapter 1, The Walls Between Us. Part 2 of 2.
Hey, Dean.
There you are. Ooh, look at your barcode. Those are some nice lines. Let me see.
Ah, careful. It still hurts.
It's official. No turning back now. So, what happens next? We get cut our orders, or...
After the reception, which can we please get going to? It's already started, and I'm starving.
Hey, we still gotta wait for Vera.
You know, I can't believe I got assigned to intelligence. Like, I really wasn't expecting that.
Really? You're surprised?
Okay, no, not really. But I did want it.
You know you're gonna be a paper pusher now, right? That's a total desk job.
Yeah, you mean the ideal job? I know. They said you were weapons and...
Defense.
Honorable work. And you wanted to be a fighter. There's so much you could do.
Which means they could deploy you, you know, just about anywhere.
Both of us. It's the same with operations.
Ma'am?
Okay. You got your one salute. Now no more.
Yeah, and she'll have plenty of others doing that for her. They're giving her a squad.
I heard. Congrats, seriously.
Honor grad has its rewards.
You know, I don't know anyone who's been given a command straight out of training. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Hey, don't make that face. You've earned it. I mean, you ace practically every phase.
It's not that.
Then what?
After today, we all might not see each other for a little while. Or ever.
Don't be so dramatic.
I'm serious. Training's over, and who knows where we'll end up.
Hey, we might not be in the same training unit anymore, but that doesn't mean we're gonna stop talking. We have comm relays, emails, text. Nothing changes.
Promise?
Of course.
Oh, good. So, now can we get in there, please? Look, the food's gonna be all gone. Guardians are piggies. And I heard they have a massive spiked grog bowl.
Okay, okay. Go on, we're not holding you up. We'll catch up.
Okay, I'll see you inside.
Really, Vera? You think I would disappear?
I'm just worried. So much has already changed so quickly.
I mean, that doesn't mean we have to. Look, I'm scared too, but I mean, you're like my best friend.
Oh, like your best friend.
Come on.
Wow.
You know you are. If you gotta hear it, I mean, it's been only me and you since forever, when I could barely say your name.
You called me Mara till we were, like, 9.
See, because it drove you nuts, but still made you smile. Mara. See, look, and it still works. Come on, let's get in there.
I think that's your group over there.
Damn. All those people are here for me?
You are everyone's little boy.
Except for the two people that actually raised me. Where are they?
I'm sure Michael and Pegs are on their way. I know I saw her in the audience.
Really?
There he is. Holy crap, you did it! Look at you! Oh, he's so much like Saul now. Doesn't he look
like... Come on, he doesn't want to hear that.
It's a compliment.
Thank you, Aunt Kelly. I do appreciate it.
Expert marksman. Well, you better have the top qualification score. You know how many hours I sat with this kid on the rails of this place?
Hey, I got Hawkeye.
40 for 40?
Only 1 in 12 cycles.
Shit, I was proud of you before, but now I'm fucking crying.
I'm glad you made it, Bert.
Well, what the hell else am I gonna do?
Retirement getting old?
Yeah, along with me.
Speak for yourself, all right? Because I'm loving it. Although, barely started, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, this guy dialed in special just to say congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Where you at now, Puck?
A beach far, far away from all that bullshit. It's sunny here every day.
Sounds nice. You want to be more specific?
No, I don't want to tell you where I am, all right? This is great, me and Violet. We got a cozy little spot up on the beach, all right? We don't need guys like you bothering us. So get off my back, kid.
Well, you sound good. And tell Violet I said hi and graduated.
Congratulations, I guess. You know, I'm just messing with you, kid. I'm just messing with you, kid. All right? But, I mean,
excuse
good luck to all the people.
I'm going to take this call.
I'm just messing, kid. I'm just, yeah, all right. All right, talk to you soon. Enjoy.
Secretary Dora, is my mom on the way?
Vera, I'm afraid she won't be able to make it to the reception.
She said she was gonna be here.
I'm sorry. Things have changed. A lot's going on.
Can you at least tell me where she is or what she's doing or...
I'm sorry. I can't.
No. No.
Mama?
You can wait. I want to talk to my daughter.
Is that her?
CJ, you're briefing. Wait for just 2 minutes. Out now. Out, out, out. Vera?
Mama?
I got to see your speech before I was called away. I was so proud.
Mama, I don't know if...
Take a deep breath. What's wrong?
I don't know if I can do this. Who are they going to assign to me? Can I lead these soldiers? I just graduated. I'm responsible for their lives. I feel like I'm only here because of you.
You are the reason you were on that stage today, not me. You have done all of this on your own. You can and you will do the rest.
You don't know where they're sending me, do you?
Do you want me to find out? Because I can. I just
No.
thought...
my own way, right?
You sure?
I need to do this by myself.
That's my girl. You will find your way, or your way will find you. Always be paying attention, and the answers will come to you.
Madam, we go now. I can't. We can't.
I understand. Just wait.
Did something happen?
Nothing you should worry about right now. But I do have to go.
I understand. I'm just glad we were able to talk.
Me too. I needed to hear your voice.
Whatever it is, Mom, you can handle anything.
Thanks. Now just go enjoy your reception.
I love you, Mama.
Love you too, Vera.
Stringed weapons are really a better alternative because it gives you distance and stealth.
See, they aren't fast enough. With multiple targets, I don't like them.
It takes some practice. I could show you if you want. I still go to the range with my recurve bow.
One, two, three.
Oh, Vera! Come over here. Vera might be interested. She's all about silent weapons.
Oh, the bow? Never really tried.
I don't know why everyone seems so afraid. Is it the string?
Gotta have the nerves to hold steady when it matters.
I guess.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, whoa, damn, easy now. Wow, you hit that grog bowl hard.
Well, it was free, and there were girls.
Now it makes sense.
Present time, Rumi.
Oh, yes, that's right. I gotta do something. Where's my bag?
Here you go, buddy. Lot of thought went into this.
Oh, I didn't get you guys anything. Sorry, I...
Honestly, neither did I. Some chick gave that to me. She says she didn't want to interrupt you talking with your friends.
Another secret admirer.
Maybe.
Ugh.
Hey, I can't help if this stuff keeps happening.
Here's mine. I didn't get a chance to wrap it.
Multi-tool. Great shape, too. Saw, compass, toothpick.
Hey. Quit eyeballing. It's mine, all right? Thank you, Riley. It's an awesome knife.
Now open the chick's gift. Maybe it's something freaky.
You sure it wasn't an old girlfriend?
No one I recognized. But it's hard to keep track of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, was she blonde, brunette, redhead, what?
Honestly, there were a few by the punch bowl. Kind of looked the same.
And you're in intel? Come on, Dean.
I'm very sorry that I was thirsty. I'm trying to remember, though. This is like a...
Okay.
Oh, she's not there now.
Where'd she go? What does she look like, actually?
She's wearing a skirt. She's wearing a skirt. She looked really good. She was your type,
girls
too.
Over there are
does he
skirts.
Still not know?
Huh?
It's a little rude, if you ask me.
What do you mean?
Come on.
If he knows, I doubt he cares.
And you'll never know unless you say something.
It's just not gonna happen.
Maybe it's for the better. I suppose being in the military, it's hard to really be in a relationship.
Oh, there are plenty of those. Always some drama in the barracks. Myself included.
Oh, really?
No one I would ever write home about. I was dating one girl, but no one can compare to Nick. There's just that one person.
Trust me, I've been there before. The one. But I waited too long, and then it was too late.
I made it! Oh, come here, you!
You're here!
Oh my gosh, my little boy's so big! Come here,
we should let them
squish you!
We'll meet after a transportation.
Yeah, look at the barcode.
Oh my gosh, did it hurt?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, well, I am so proud of you.
Thanks, pigs.
Still call her that?
Yeah, only when he wants to use it against me.
Hey, don't you start crying now, because I'm gonna...
But I used to be able to hold you in my arms, and now...
Hey, none of that, okay? We are done with this training bullshit. It's over, we're in.
I know. 3 long years. You did it.
Thank you. So, this is, so where's Michael?
He got called away. That's why I was late. But he was here for most of the ceremony.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, no, I saw him. He was here before.
Honestly, you had to make him come, didn't you? You did, huh?
Nick, he loves you. You know that. He's just... it's hard for him to... I mean...
Hey, bud, sorry to interrupt, but I gotta get heading back.
And he's our ride.
We'll see you guys later.
Hey, thanks for the MVGs. They're badass.
Wow, you get those for him, Bert? Didn't know anyone selling working night vision goggles.
Well, it was a big trade. Wheeling and dealing. Don't break them or lose them.
Oh, so they're a burden, not a gift. Thank you, Bert.
Lots of love, kiddo.
Congrats, man. Really proud of you.
Thanks, Uncle Vic.
Hi, Pegs. Bye, Pegs.
Bye. I should go, too. I have an oven issue at one of the bakeries. Bye, Nick. Congrats. Take care, Flower Shop Girl.
Email us when you get an update.
Bye, sweetie. Bye, all.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye.
Good luck with the oven.
Bye.
Nick, please. I hate being in the middle of this.
IET graduates, proceed to transportation for next phase of our process.
Alrighty. Well, guess I should get moving.
Nick, please.
What does he want from me? Huh? Blood? I graduated. He didn't even think I could do that.
And he's proud of you, I swear. Shit. He's turning around, but...
But what?
Give him time. Last year was hard on all of us.
Yeah. Well, if he asks, you could let him know that I'm still sober.
He'll be glad to hear that. Nick... you're doing so great. I want you to know that I see it.
I'm sorry. I gotta go.
No, come here. I love you.
I love you too, Pigs. Always.
Bye, sunshine.
We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now we continue with Descendants.
Step forward for uniform issue. Scan your wrist, collect, and move on.
You all right?
Yeah, I'll be fine. Oh, what is Dean gonna be? Jeez.
Oh, Grog Bowl's taking a toll. I'll be fine.
No kidding. Still no idea who gave you this?
Well, it's been a while since I drank, Nick. I'm sorry. I didn't inherit my mom's tolerance, so... Oh, come on, you haven't opened that thing yet? I'm dying here.
You want me to? Now? Really?
Yeah, I want to know who sent it, you know, and what freaky thing you got in there. Just, look, just do it. It's driving me crazy.
Well, move aside, lover boys. I want my new uniforms.
Look, I'm not really in a mood to... Hey!
Took too long. Also, you know, in case she's a dangerous stalker, I should open it. Okay, vintage book. Girl's got some style.
Wow, it has seen some miles.
Oh, she gave you her journal. Aw, bet you collect a lot of these. You know, I don't know if I envy your life or not. I'm divided.
No, you're drunk. Does it say a name anywhere? Wait, the corner, on the cover. That looks like my grandmother's initials in the leather.
Wait, what? Let me see.
T.T.
Tanya Tink. Oh, shit.
Move forward for issue.
Yes, that's me. Vera Jing.
I don't care who you are. Just scan your wrist.
Right.
It'll be a minute. Stand over there for delivery. Next.
Okay, so your grandma gave the book to the girl. The girl gave it to me, and I gave it to you. Because... Yeah, I got it. Okay. Oh, I really wish I remembered what she looked like. Was that Grog drugged?
Calm down, Dean. You're fine.
That wouldn't be possible. Tanya passed a long time ago. What, 6 years now?
Yeah. Cancer took her when I was 12. What is this?
Can I look closer? This is one of her field journals. An original. I thought they had all this stuff locked up somewhere.
Not this one, apparently.
Is there anything special about this one?
Actually, Westport must have a copy. I've seen these infected classification pictures before, in one of the pamphlets they distribute. But this is the source. The actual journal she took with her when she traveled, studying the different types of evolved infected species.
Can I see?
It's a priceless artifact. I don't think anyone should even be touching it.
Oh, relax. So why the hell did someone give this to me? And now?
Ooh, mine. Nothing like a new uniform, patches and all. Ugh, damn it. I'll have to straighten that one out later. At least we don't have to wear those ugly armbands anymore.
Maybe the journal's just a present. Isn't it one of a kind? Someone might pay a lot for that. Rich Stalker might be kind of cool.
It's not.
Then who's it from? The girl or someone else?
I'm sorry, I thought it was just another one of Nick's little crushes.
Maybe that was the point. It's a message being passed along.
Oh, my turn for uniforms. Here.
Well, that would mean it's something in the journal. Tell me more about Grandma Tink. Was she like an explorer? Did field research?
Pretty much. She went anywhere infected were. Woman was fearless.
Well, it was easier for her.
Why?
Her predisposition. Wait, he's never told you?
What?
He's been your roommate for how long?
Hey, this crosses a line and you know that.
People thinking you're immune? Everyone knows that rumor.
Well, we don't broadcast it. They don't want Nick to be a target if he is.
I get it. No one knows. Family secrets. But is it true?
I may not even be. We don't know. And I'm not about to get too close to test it.
Well, yeah. No shit, I didn't think about that.
But his dad definitely was. And so was Tanya.
Confirmed. Cool.
My mom has a copy of the story of survival before they took out everything referencing their immunity.
Damn. So this is like a conspiracy now.
You don't know the worst. They kept most of this shit from me till I was like 14.
Oh, that's wrong. And oh, okay. You can take the journal. Oh, that's what the infected look like now out there?
If you go far enough, which you won't.
Ooh, there's a map in the back of the old USA. She went all over the red zone, across the frontier.
Oh, stop. Something fell out.
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Where'd it go?
Sure, something fell out.
Under the belt, or pants. Shit.
Seriously?
Oh, found it. What? Just two lines on it. 520 Cordova Street. And today's date.
That's it? Nothing else?
The rest is blank. It was just this slip.
Well, then the address is the message.
And the journal is, so we pay attention.
This is not in Westport.
We need to find out more about this place.
Well, this guy here is intel now, so he's got the hookup.
Whoa. Look, they gave me a cubicle in the information center, yes, but I only just got access.
We have to change out of our dress blues if we're going in the IC.
Well, go on then. We'll meet back at his cubicle.
Right.
I didn't say... Whoa, hey, wait. I don't know if I'm allowed to bring others to... And they're gone. Who am I kidding? Like they'd get kicked out of anywhere.
Oh, let me get the door for you, ma'am.
Shut up.
How does it feel? I mean, we're legit now. Look at the Guardian patch on the camos.
It feels weird.
We'll wear it in. All right, so Dean is in 116.
We only have about an hour till we have to report back. We should make this quick.
Relax. We got time. Oh, over here. So this is the cubicle you're gonna be stuck in for the next year. Life in this tiny little box. Oops.
Please don't touch that person who I've never met before's things. Or at least not so much that it'll result in making a bad impression or my firing tomorrow morning. It is my first day.
So as long as I put it back how I found it. Boop.
You're checking all past records for the address?
Sure, but we gotta figure out which Cordova. Compile list.
Ooh, this looks cool.
Oh, I am already loving this place. Think of all the little doodads I'll be able to fit on my desk.
Gross.
Bingo, 5 possible cities.
Pasadena. That Cordova.
The arena?
Not exactly, but it's close to it.
This place definitely has some history. Huh, it's locked out at a higher clearance level.
Yeah, I know why. That's where Ink's tunnels were.
Are you sure?
Positive. That's where my dad was. Same reason they keep the journals locked away. They don't want anyone snooping around there.
What if something's about to happen there? Something bad? We should find a way to have it checked out, right?
You think we should take this to CJ?
And say what, exactly?
We need more. Can you find later history involving that address? Whose pager is that?
Mine.
Mine, too.
Is it the same...
Every soldier?
Everyone. It's not about this, right? We didn't...
No. This is something different. Something worse.
Shit, are you reading this?
We need to get to operations. Follow me.
Yeah, something tells me your mom won't be able to help us out.
I've already spoken to every advisor on my staff and weighed in on countless messages from leadership all over Westport. We have been unable to establish communications with any Republic officials, and we currently have no status of the 72 Westport personnel after the attack on the train.
Oh, God.
Our choice is clear. We are shifting our defensive posture in anticipation of a conflict. All movement in and out of the state will be severely restricted. We will remain steadfast and strong in face of whatever enemy presents itself. Infected or human.
She already knew.
Did she just say what I think she did?
Oh, that's war, man.
More updates to follow. I need to get back to work, as do all of you. We are strong together. Stay alert, stay alive. Thank you.
That was President Zhang with commentary on the 72 people still missing from the train attack.
This means that they're finally gonna give orders for us to pull the trigger on another human who's only been given orders to do the same.
It hasn't come to that yet. Let's hope it doesn't.
Infected deserve to eat us.
And I'm sorry, but without CJ, there's really not much else we can do right now about this address but bark up the chain of command. I mean, we're just two stripes in a butter bar.
Which means nothing will ever happen.
Look, after something like this, everyone's in crisis mode. Good luck finding anyone that's gonna give a rat's ass about Cordova Street now.
Former Commander Sergeant Major Michael Cross is reportedly arriving at Westport Commander Center in response to today's events.
Maybe we're not completely out of options.
You really think Michael would help?
I doubt it. I'll ask, but a lot of other words might come out first.
I'm gonna make a call, check on if we have any orders cut. Watch for any changes.
I'll be in my cubicle.
He's gonna end up living in there. I'm calling it now.
I'm willing to take that bet.
50 credits?
Done.
All right. Now, where's Michael?
Set up long-range defenses. It's the only thing we have if they come at us with heavy armor.
Yes, sir.
Establish 12 more observation posts along the border, 2 miles out. That's where the soldiers will start forming a trench.
Michael! Michael!
Yes, yes, defensive perimeters all the way across. Hide our numbers.
Yes, sir.
Michael Cross! Dude who raised me? Hey, asshole! Thanks for missing my fucking graduation! Well, okay, so maybe you went to half of it. Didn't think that'd be so loud.
Would you all excuse me for 1 minute?
Yes, sir.
Michael, we have to go over...
I know. This'll just take a second.
Oh, so my time's already up?
Get into my office.
Damn. Already got your own setup, huh? That was fast. Private bathroom, balcony with a view. You know, last time I saw you, you were sitting on the couch eating Cheetos in your underwear. Now look, all uniformed up, said you never put it on again.
I didn't think you'd ever be wearing one, but here we are.
I told you I'd graduate.
You proved me wrong. Keep doing it.
Oh, I plan to. There's just this thing that keeps eating at me. After 3 hard years of finally getting out from under your control, you're back over me in seconds.
Excuse me? This isn't about you. I was asked by CJ to help. Do you have any understanding of what's at stake here?
Oh, maybe more than you do. Infected keep getting stronger, and apparently we still want to kill our own.
Oh, please. Really? Who are you quoting? Not one person has been attacked by an infected behind our walls in 17 years.
Like you always said, it only takes one.
Meanwhile, I have 72 Westport citizens missing, and that was all by humans.
Why would anyone do that?
Do not ever forget, there are still monsters among men.
Compared to what the infected have become out there? Have you even seen them?
Nicholas, I've seen the pictures.
Just look at them!
Wait. Where did you get this?
It was a gift.
From whom?
Cross, time's up. We have to talk to the council.
Dora! One more minute. I wouldn't if it wasn't important.
I'm just everybody's doormat today. Go on, walk all over me.
Can I have it back, please?
I wasn't going to take the journal. Careful with that.
Don't worry. I won't let anyone find it.
No. That journal was Tanya's obsession. It's part of what took her away from us. I don't want that for you.
Well, why don't I just read it and figure that out for myself?
You won't like the ending. But do whatever you want.
You don't have to keep protecting me from everything.
I wish that was true. But even I know there are things that no one person can handle by themselves.
Oh, you'd be surprised at what I can do.
No, I wouldn't. I don't worry about you. You're special.
Then what do you worry about?
I worry about everyone else. And what they might do if they really knew how special. If anyone knew you were immune, or who you are... Well, I don't want to think what might happen.
Sergeant Major! The press conference is starting.
I'm not holding him up.
Private, if I don't see you, good luck at your first assignment.
Yeah, sure.
I'm proud of you, Nicholas.
We need to go now!
Okay, I'm coming!
Well, I guess the only way Michael can still help us is if you happen to have left your... Ooh, there it is. Good old Michael. Still using the password book I bought you. And there it is. What kind of access do I... Ooh, everything. Yikes. Nice. IET orders. Spoiler alert. Where am I going to be assigned? Nuh-uh. Fuck that. I see what you did there, Michael. This is your handiwork. You know what? I feel like all of a sudden, you're having a change of heart. You're confident. Got some intel, and you've made some reassignments. Generous with some new equipment, and... done.
What took so long? Michael didn't go for it.
Oh, no. He did. Now, there's a team going to Cordova Street by the arena.
Really? How?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it took some convincing, but happened in the nick of time. Get Vera. We leave right away.
Wait, what? We now? I can't.
Hurry up, Dean. Helicopter's leaving.
Not right. Okay.
You are such a little shit, you know that?
Sergeant Major, there's been an unscheduled departure of one of our new assault choppers. They just left.
Yeah, I know.
You do?
There they go.
I checked and found a copy of some orders, but they don't look right.
Can you fix them?
Then this was you?
A little out of sorts when I wrote those. It's been a long day. Sorry about that.
Oh, all right. Will that be...
Yep, that'll be it for the evening. Let Pegs know I'll be ready and downstairs in the lobby for dinner in 10 minutes. I guess I should have expected this. He's Saul's kid after all.
K West, bringing you all the hits before 09, and some of the weird stuff that came after.
Man, what am I gonna tell Pegs? Hello? Hello? Oh, Lord, look at that. Already scraggly. It's gonna suck having to do this again every day. Is that someone at the door? Oh. Someone's in here! What? Who the fuck? No!
To be continued in the next chapter of We're Alive, Descendants.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Jatan Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera.
Hayes Dunlap as Dean.
Jim Gleason as Michael.
Alisa Elliott as Pegs.
Constance Parn as CJ.
Lauren Kroom as Secretary Dora.
Scott Marvin as Bert.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Tammy Klein as Kelly.
Otto Sturk as Victor.
Thomas Bell as Hogs.
Brett Newton as Puck. And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Joshua Keyser,
Shannon Zimmerman, Phil Nieto, Kyle Puddig, Adrian Baron, Gino Jang, Victoria Cheng. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Line producers, Christian Vera and Alisa Elliott. Editing and sound design by Victoria Cheng. Assistant editing by Isabella Miller. Mastered by Victoria Cheng. Original music by Danny Burkov Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Michael Keane. Script supervisors, Lauren Kroom and Victoria Cheng. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager, Gino Jang. Videographer, Blair Wayland. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief marketing officer, Callum Doherty. Marketing assistant, Hattie Quinlan. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.